We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Halva, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Beis. This halacha is based on chapter 33 in Likutei Moran, where one of the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal deals with there is the concept of Yemei Toiv and Yemei Ra. There are psukim in the Torah that tell us that there is this concept of good days and bad days. And Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes that even in the bad days, there is good there. And a person has to try to tap into that good, the good that's found everywhere, including in the Yemei Ra. And Rabbeinu Zal said that the concept of a person borrowing money implies that this person feels that right now it's Yemei Ra. Right now I'm going through a bad time. That's why I don't have money. But they're hoping and expecting that things are going to change, that there'll be a Yemei Toiv again, and that's why they're borrowing money, with the understanding that they'll be able to give it back. When things get better, they'll be able to return it. That's one major concept that's discussed there. And then there's another concept of Ahavo Shebiyomim and Ahavo Shebedas. Ahavo means love, two different levels of love. We know that the term days refers to the 7 days of the week in which the world was created in, and it refers to the seven lower midos of Hashem, chesed through malchus. That's called yomim. Das is already a higher level, the three upper spheros, the three upper midos of Hashem. They're referred to as chokhmah, bina, and das. And in this chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses two levels of chesed or ahava. Ahava and chesed are used interchangeably sometimes, especially in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. Love, kindness, loving kindness, it's one thing. And Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about two levels. There's the lower level, which is called Ahava Shebiyamin, and there's a much, much higher level called Ahava Shebedas. And we'll see how it relates to what we're learning about here. Paragraph Beis. V'alkein, Osur, Lahalvois Baloiksav. Based on what we're learning about, and based on the fact that we said before that when a person is in the Yemei, when a person is borrowing money, the implication is that they're looking at themselves as being in a state of Yemei Ra. That's why it's so important when you're lending money to make sure that there's a written document, Dahainu Shtar. Ki haksav hu bishvil zikoroin. Because when we write something down, usually we're doing it to be able to remember, to make sure we remember it. A person hears a telephone number, this, that. At the time they hear it, they might absorb it for a few seconds, but any kind of distraction, they could forget it, so they write it down. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, in Parshas Beshalach, k'soiv zois zikoroin basefer. Write this down as a remembrance in a book. Ve'ikar hashikho v'hazikoroin hu betoich hazman. And the whole concept of forgetting and remembering only applies when we're dealing within the realm of time. Ki lemala mi'hazman, because if we are to go above the concept of time, if we go to a spiritual level which is above time, bibechinas ahavo shebedas, like the level that's called Ahavo Shebedas, again, the seven lower midos are days. That's time. That's how we measure time in this world. The world was created in those 7 days. As soon as we go above that, we're leaving the physical world. We're going into spiritual, which is above the concept of time. So above the concept of time, in the place called Ahavo Shebedas, Shom Ein Shayech Shikh V'Zikorim. There, the concept of forgetting and remembering doesn't apply, since it's above the concept of time. Ki hashikcha hu rak b'ravois hazman, because forgetting only happens when a lot of time passes by. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, b'ravois hayomim hakol nishkach. If when a lot of time goes by, everything is forgotten. V'ikar hashikcha hatluya bezman hu machmas hisgabrus hayemei ra al yemei toiv. And the whole concept of forgetting, which we said is dependent on time, is dependent specifically on the Yemei Ra of the time. That when the Yemei Ra are stronger than the Yemei Toiv, Shemishom HaShikha, that's the source of forgetting. Shenim Sheches Mehora, which comes from the place called Ra, evil, or bad, Shenechaz Mehistalkus HaMoichen. And this forgetting comes into being when the moichin, the sechel, leaves. Shemishom achizas hashikha. That's how it becomes possible to forget. When a person's brain is strong and solid, they're holding on to everything. When there's histalkus hamoichin, the moichin leaves, then you have this concept of forgetting. V'alkein tzrichin ksov lizikoroin. That's why we need writing, we need it in writing to make sure we're going to remember. Nimtza she'ikar haksav shehu lezikoroin hu lahagbir hatoiv hu lachnia yemei ra. So therefore, writing something down, which is for the purpose of being able to remember it, is in order to strengthen the good and weaken the bad, to strengthen the yemei toiv and weaken the yemei ra. Alkein osur lahalvois b'lo ishtar. And it's for this reason that we're forbidden to lend money without that written contract. Ki ikr siluk hachoivois hual yedei shehigbir hatoiv al yemei ra. Because the whole concept of a person returning a loan, paying back a loan, is as a result of the toiv becoming stronger over the ra. Person's having good days, he's making more money, he's able to return a loan. Sheze nase al yedei ksav daiko. And the way that that's accomplished, the way that we strengthen the toiv over the ra, is by writing, shehu lezikaron kanal, which we said before, writing helps you remember. Writing something down helps you to remember. When there are good days, you remember. When there's bad days, when a person's in a bad frame of mind, they're not thinking clearly. The memory isn't working that strong. Ki siluk hachoiv hu mitzvah. Because paying back a loan is actually a mitzvah in the Torah. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says, priyas bal choiv mitzvah. That returning a loan is a mitzvah. Ki siluk hachoiv nase al yedei shezocho lahasig hashefa v'abrocha, because removing a loan, paying back a loan, is accomplished by the fact that the person was privileged to receive a flow of sustenance, v'habrocha, and blessing, l'salek hachoiv, to help them remove this debt, shenase, and how did that flow of shefa come about? Shenase mihizgabrus hatoiv alara, by the person strengthening the good over the bed. Sheze nimshach al yedei bechinas ksav. And one of the ways that we accomplish that is by writing it down, shehu lezikoroin, which is to enable us to remember. In general, memory, remembering zikoroin, is used to refer to, is used to represent blessing, good things, toiv. Forgetting is the opposite. The word, the Hebrew word for forgetting, shikha, is the same letters as hachoshech, darkness. Darkness, we know, is synonymous with bad, evil. When it's dark, that's when the forces of evil come out. That's when they're strong. Versus zikoroin, the word zochor or zecher is bigematria brocha, blessing, which represents light, which represents toiv, the goodness. There's a lot written about this in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. V'alkein, and therefore, ze shenoifel ha'voice, a person who falls to a point where they have to take out loans, noifel la'avdus, they're actually falling into slavery, servitude. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, eved loive leish malve, that a borrower becomes subservient to, becomes a servant to the lender. Ki avdus bechinas oror kenan, because slavery, servitude, is the curse which Noach gave to Canaan. He said, Oror Canaan, Eved Avodim Yiel Yechov, Bechinas Oror Hanem Aretzel Nochosh, which corresponds to the curse that was given to the snake when he enticed Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. As we've discussed in another place, Shezeo Bechinas Aruro Ho Adoma. And this also goes together with the curse that Hashem gave to the earth. At the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem issued 39 curses. 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the earth. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Bezea Sapecho Toicha Lechem, that with your sweat and toil, you'll earn your livelihood. Shemishom kol hayegiois v'ha'avdu shal parnosa. That's the source of all the struggle and servitude that's associated with earning a livelihood. Shenimshach michet Adam Arishon, which came about as a result of the sin of Adam Arishon, shaloi hizgaber lahachnia hayemei ra keneged hayemei toiv. Adam Arishon did not strive to subdue the bad days and put them under the control of the good days. V'ochal me'eitz hadas toivora. But instead, he went ahead and ate from the tree that had good and bad mixed up together. She'al zeh ne'emar, about that, the Pasuk says, Evil bayoim yivoda kasoi. A fool, during the day, his anger becomes known. Bayoim daiko. Rav Nosson says, look at the word there. Bayoim, the day. Ki ikar hapegam hi bahayoim. Because the main defect, the main problem is in the day, in that measure of time. Shelo hishtade limtsoi hatoiv sheboisayoim lagbir alara. That Adam Arishon did not strive within that day to find the good and see to it that the good should overtake the bad. Umishom nimshach kol ha'halvois. And that's the source of all loans, all struggles for money. Shehem echisor ha'parnosa ganal, which are the result of a lack of parnosa. Person feels they don't have what they need. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar hashibud al yidei hashtar. What makes the borrower obligated and to make sure, to guarantee, to ensure that he's going to pay back that loan, is that written document. She'oz yochol lohitzi mimishubodim. Because once there's a written contract regarding the loan, if the borrower doesn't pay back when the time comes, then the lender can take that document and research and find out if that borrower sold off any properties or anything during the term of the loan. The lender has the right to go to the people who bought those properties and confiscate it for them to repay the loan that he extended to the person. Ki haksav machnia hora legabi atoiv, because writing has such a power that that has the ability to subdue the evil, to put it under the control of the good. Ad shemuchrech lesalik loy, to the point of forcing the borrower to pay back, ve'einu yochel lichbor bo, and he can't deny. Once it's in writing with witnesses with a date, the borrower can't play any games. Ki kol ikuv hasiluk, because all of the delays that go on regarding a person pay, returning a loan, v'ha'akhoshois, and the denials, nimshach machmas shohara mizgaber acharkach kolkach ad shemoinoi milesalik b'shaitoi, is the result of the fact that the evil rises up to the point where it blocks this borrower from paying back, returning that loan on time. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, loive rosha velo yishalein. A rosha borrows and doesn't return. Shemechana ha-pasuk kol rishas ha-rosha b'shem loive rosha. Here the Pasuk gives a nickname to the evil of a Russia. It calls it a borrowing Russia. Ki ikar horishus nimshach mizgaber sayemei ra liyemei toiv. Because as we mentioned before, the whole concept of evil comes about when the bad days strengthen themselves against the good days. Shemishom kol ha-halvois. And that's what results in people having to take out loans. Ve'ikra ha-siluk v'kanal. I'm sorry, ve'ikuv ha-siluk. And that's what causes delays in people returning the money that they borrowed. They end up not returning it on time, if at all. Ula'achnia kol zeh. And in order for us to subdue all this evil, all of this negativity, at sheyuchrach lesalek, to the point where the borrower will be forced to return the money on time, ulachnia yemei ra legabi atoiv, and to weaken these yemei ra, these days of negativity, to put them under the control of the yemei toiv, the good days, hual yedei haksav lezikoraim. The way that we accomplish that is by writing it down so that it'll be remembered. Shehu ashtar, that's that shtar. V'alkein his hira ha-Torah, and that's why the Torah warns us, im kesef talve esami, if you will lend money to anybody in my nation, es he'oni, and if it'll be a poor person, lo yisir lo kenoshe, don't pressure him, don't approach him before the loan is due. Are you going to have my money on time? Don't do that. And do not impose any interest payments. Because we have to take pity on the poor person, not to be like a person who's chasing him, you know, to get his money back. And thereby be able to take him out of the category of being in debt. Paragraph Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a discussion about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and show how that's related to our topic here. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim v'sukkos v'yishana rabo sh'min yatzeres v'simchas toira. Kimei Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur heim aseres yimei tshuva. From Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur we have the 10 days of tshuva. V'ikra tshuva al yedei b'china hanal. And real tshuva is dependent on what we mentioned earlier, which is b'chinas u'v'yoyim ro re'ei. That during a bad day, Look for the good. Look for the good within the bad. Kanal, as we explained in the previous shir. Vayidei tshuva shel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim al yedei shemoitzen hatoiv b'chol mokoim. And through the tshuva process, which we're doing on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, and by being able to find the good everywhere, al yedei hakoil shofar, using the sound of the shofar, Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Oisei devoroi, lishmoya bekoil devoroi. They create his sound, his words, in order to listen to the sound of his words. Hanemar linyan Rosh Hashanah. That pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah. Kemoshikosuv, as the pasuk says, Kemoshikosuv b'zoyer kodesh, as it says in the Zoyer kodesh. And with this we'll also understand the Mishnah in the last parak of Yuma tells us that there are 5 different types of suffering that we impose on ourselves on Yom Kippur. We don't eat or drink, we don't smear ourselves, we don't bathe, we don't wear shoes, leather shoes. Shehem b'chinas chamisha koilois. Those 5 types of suffering, abstentions, correspond to the 5 types of sound that comes from the voice. V'chol zeh le'yached ha'koil ba'adibur. This is a terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh. We speak often there about the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. Male and female, even though there is no concept, no physicalness by Hashem, this is the terminology that's used, Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. And one of the terms that's used to represent Kodesh Baruch Hu is koil, sound, is associated with Zeranpin. We know that the word koil is made up of two parts. You have the Vav in the middle, and you have Kuf Lamed on the outside. Kuf Lamed, 130, is 5 times 26. 26 is Hashem's name. 5 times 26 represents the 5 midos: Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid. The Vav is Yesoid. Vav is always foundation. 6 times Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yosef, Bigamatri Yosef, who is Tikkun HaBris, Yesoid. So we see that the word koil is used to represent Zerampen, those midos from Chesed through Yesoid. Dibur is Malchus. Rabbeinu Zal brings this in many places in Likutei Moran. Velailo lelailo yechave das. Yechave means to speak. The night to the night speaks words of wisdom. Dibur is always a nin of Malchus. Dabor echod lador, one ruler in a generation, one speaker in a generation. So Dibur is Malchus, Koil is Zerampin. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that the 5 types of suffering that we experience on Yom Kippur correspond to the 5 koilois. There's a pasuk the Gemara brings that in Mizmor L'David Hashem Bnei Elam there are 7 koilois. The 7 koilois that were set over water, there are 5 koilois that refer to a wedding, a holy matrimony. Koil Soson, the Koil Simcha, Koil Choson, the Koil Kala, Koil Mitzalos Chasanim, the 5 koilois. The Chol Zen, what this is all really about is uniting the koil and the dibur, as is discussed in the Zohar HaKadosh. And Al Yidei Zeh, Boinin Es HaToyra. And through this process of uniting the koil and dibur, and through the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we are zoiche to build the Torah. Shezehu Bechinas Kabbalas HaToyra B'Yom HaKippurim. This is why we know that we receive the 2nd set of luchos, the final set of luchos, on Yom Kippur, the Torah. Vaydezeh miskarvin el asholoim. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 33 that through this, through the union of the koil and dibur, and through the receiving the Torah, through this we're zecher to come close to shalom, to peace. Shezeh bechinas sukkah. That's what the sukkah is all about. Bechinas sukkas shalom, hapoire sukkas shalom oleinu. Bechinas ahava, this is the concept of the love, shezoichen al yidei zeh, which we're zeicha to when we succeed in bringing about this union of the koil and the dibur and the Torah. Shezeu gamkein bechinas sukkah. That's also related to the sukkah, shu bechinas ahava, ad shezoichen al yidei zeh li ahava shebedas. And at first, we achieve the lower level ahava, the ahava shebiyomim. First, we're working in the area of koil and dibur, which are associated with the 7 lower midos of Hashem. After we perfect that, we move upwards to a higher level, to the level of called ahava shebedas. Lohoir ho ahava shebedas letoich hayomim. And we try to bring down that light from above, that light that's called ahava shebedas. We try to shine that light down into the Ahava Shebiyomim, into the 7 Midos, those lower Midos. Shezehu kol kavonas hanianuim ba'arba minim besukkos. And this is actually the Arizal, when he explains the different thoughts that we're supposed to have in mind, the different unifications of Hashem's name that a person is supposed to have in mind when they're shaking the lulav in all 6 directions. Up, down, east, west, north, south. These are the kavanas. When we shake the lulav upward and bring it back down, out and bring it back in, the kavana is to be able to draw from that higher level, the ahava shebedas, and bring it down into the ahava shebiyomim. Kimavura besoif hatoiranal. As Rabbeinu Zal goes into this at the end of chapter 33 in Likutei Moran, the Torah Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Ayin Shom. Look over there, you'll get a clear understanding. And through this whole process, we get to the celebration of Sukkos, which is the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. Bechinas ushaftem mayim besosoi mimayne Yeshua. The Pasuk says, you will draw waters with joy from the wells of salvation, the wellsprings of salvation. kishom bebechinas ho'ahavo shebedas heim mayne ha'yeshua. Because on that high level called ahavo shebedas, that's also referred to as these wellsprings of salvation. Ki ha'toyroh nikra choisen yeshuais. Because we know the Torah is referred to as powerful salvations. Avol ha'toyroh genuza. Avol ha'toyroh ha'genuza, whereas the hidden Torah, heim bechinas mayone ha'yeshua, corresponds to these wellsprings of salvation. To really appreciate this, you have to be a little bit familiar with the chapter in Likutei Moran. If you look at the terminology there, what Rabbeinu Zal is talking about there in chapter 33, you'll understand it much better. And this leads us to the next level, which is Shmini Atzeres. Loshen Knishu Va'aseifa. The word La'atzor has several meanings in Hebrew. One of the meanings of La'atzor is to gather in. Atzirus is another word for constipation, when it's being held in. So Shmini Atzeres is Loshen Knishu Va'aseifa, gathering in. Because what we're doing is we're taking that much higher level, the Ava Shebedas, and gathering it in, combining it, bringing its light down to the Ava Shebiyomim. Sheshom Mekoyer Hasimcha. The source of all joy and happiness is in that Ava Shebedas. Vese Bechinas Chibur Siyum HaTor Bas Chalosa. And this will also explain one of the major events that we have on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is that we finish the Torah and we start again right away from the beginning. Bereshis, Bechinas Reshis HaMachshava. The word Bereshis means in the beginning. In the beginning means all the way up on top, the beginning of Machshava, the highest levels of Machshava, which is Bechinas Ahava Shebedas. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, Yisrael Ola b'machshava tchila, that the first thought of Hashem, when Hashem was contemplating creating the world, his first thought was about the Jewish people, that there'll be a Jewish nation to serve him. So we began in that Ahava Shebedas, in the thought process of Hashem. And the final pasuk in the Chumash is, L'chol ha'oisois v'hamoisim, regarding all the wonders and the wondrous things which Moshe Rabbeinu performed, le'enei kol Yisrael, before the eyes of all the Jewish people. Hein bechinas ahava shebayomim. That pasuk is referring to the lower level ahava, the ahava shebayomim. Shemishom kol ha'Torah shebenigla. That's where the revealed Torah comes from. Shehi le'enei kol Yisrael, which is before the eyes of all the Jewish people, meaning every Jew can see it, can relate to it, can understand it. Shehere ahavosi yisporach le'enei kol Yisrael, whereby Hashem showed his great love before the eyes of all the Jewish people, al yedei ha'oisais, through the miracles that he performed for us. Avol ho'avo shebedas, yef shelirois. Whereas that higher level love, the love that's called Ava Shebedas, that's not something we can see physically. Kiyim l'chol chad kifuman mishar b'libe. But rather, it's something that each and every Jew, according to where his heart is, according to where his neshama is holding, he can receive it through his neshama. It's a spiritual thing, not something that he sees so much. Avol kol ha'hizgalu so'avo, however, this whole display of love, which Hashem showed through all of these miracles that he performed, these awesome miracles, which Moshe Rabbeinu showed them, hakol nimshach me'avo shebedas. All of it originates from that upper level, that higher level called avo shebedas, sheheir letoichu avo shebiyomim. And the avo shebedas shined its light downward into the Ava Shebiyomim, al yedei sheshideid hamarochos bayomim, through the fact that Hashem organized the universe and all the stars and everything into days and units of time, Daika specifically. Shezeh Iker HaShleimos. And that's real perfection. When you're able to take this level called Ava Shebedas, which is pure spirituality, and bring it down into the Ava Shebiyomim. How came Tzrichin Bechol Shona B'Soif HaTikun Shal Rosh Hashanah L'Chloil HaTorah B'Soif HaBetchilosa. And this is why each and every single year, when we complete the Tikkun of Rosh Hashanah, which is during Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we have to see to it to unite the end of the Torah with the beginning. L'chloil ho'ava shebeyomim, bi'ava shebedas. To plug in the lower level Ava, the level Ava that's called Ava shebeyomim, to plug it into the Ava shebedas, shehu b'chinas reishis. The Ava shebedas is referred to as reishis, the beginning. Paragraph Dalet. V'zeh shemavorchim geshem b'shmini atzeres. Now we'll understand also why one of the highlights of Shmini Atzeres is that we recite the special blessing for rain. Ki oz nichlal u'meir hu'ava shebedas lava shebiyomim. Because as we explained earlier, by the time we get to Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, these two are plugged into each other. The Ava shebedas, the higher level, is shining its light into the Ava shebiyomim. And that's why Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is one of the times of the highest degree of love between Hashem and the Jewish people. As the Gemara speaks a lot about this, as the Gemara says, that on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, Hashem says to the Jews, I beg of you, ikvu imi oid yom echad. Please stay with me another day. Notice, you were with me for Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of the shofar, and all the laws of Rosh Hashanah, and the tshuva, and the 10 days of tshuva through Yom Kippur, and you did all of those wonderful things. And now we've gotten to sukkahs. You built your sukkah, you bought your dalad minim and everything, and you've been working so hard all of this time. When sukkahs is coming to a close, Hashem says, I had such a good time with you. I enjoyed so much your being with me. You're coming to shul much longer every day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, etc. And therefore, Hashem says, I beg of you, stay with me one more day with no obligations. No shofar, no sukkah, no nothing. Just the two of us. Just the two of us enjoying each other's company. That's what Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is all about. Bechinas Yoim Echod. As the Pasuk says, there is one day, which is that day which will be known to Hashem. Referring to that high, there's the 7 days, which represent the physical world, the materialistic world, which are all different. Each one is different from the other. And then when we define the future, when we talk about when Mashiach will come, then the Pasuk says, Yoim Echod, Hu Yivod Al Hashem. Then we're going to have one day. There aren't going to be Sundays and Mondays. So it's going to be one long day, which is full of recognition of Hashem. Yivod al Hashem. Shehu bechinas ava shebedas. That's when we're going to experience that higher level called ava shebedas. V'alkei mevorchen oz geshem. And this is why on Shmini Atzeres we say the special bracha, tefillah for rain. Ki oz nimsheches hashefa. Because that's when the flow of sustenance really comes down. Shehein b'chinas meimei hageshem, which is referred to in the Torah many times as rainwater. Ubracha, and blessing. And blessing, b'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem l'cho esal yitzoro yatoiv. May Hashem open up for you His wonderful treasury and give you this rain. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. We just said that the 7 days of Sukkot represent Ava Shebiyomim. Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is when we're going to the next level. That's called Ava Shebedas. So Rav Nosson Zal says, because And interesting to note, I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld that there's a machloikis in the Zohar HaKadosh. Which day is holier? Is it the first day of Sukkot, when we have the mitzvah d'oraisa of eating in the sukkah, right? We learned it out from the Seder night. Just like by everything, there's bridges, gzeir shava from Pesach to Sukkot. Just like on Pesach, the most important night is the first night, bo erev toichlu matzahs. On the first night, you have a mitzvah sesed d'oraisa teat matzah. So too on Sukkot, the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on the first night is d'oraisa. So and also the mitzvah of lulav and esrig on that first day is d'oraisa. So we see that first day of Sukkot is packed with mitzvahs. The question is, which is holier, the first day of Sukkot, or is it what follows Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah? That if the 7 days of vacation, if the 7 days of parting, 7 days of Sukkot, now we go to the 8th day. Now we're ready for Shmini Atzeres with everything that it entails. So one opinion says that the first night is holier. The first night is the holiest, and it goes down from there. And on Pesach also, the first night is the holiest, and it goes down from there. There's another opinion that says that the rule in holiness is always Malin Bakodesh. You start from the bottom, and you work your way up. So even though on that first Seder night, and on the first night of Pesach, we have very important mitzvahs, it's true, they are very important, they're very special, but still, holiness, you're always going up. You're going up in one direction, moving upward. So that Shmini Atzeres, which is after 7 days of Sukkot, represents a whole new level, a whole new height that we couldn't achieve during Sukkot. And Rav Nosson Zal compares it here. He says the 7 days of Sukkot are referred to as Ava Shebiyamim, the lower level Ava, which is associated with time, the 7 days. Shmini Atzeres is like a home run. The ball goes out of the ballpark. We've left the arena of time. We've gone above the concept of time. We've gone to that 8th day, which represents the future world, Olam Haba. 7 days is the materialistic world. 8th day is the future. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, Ki ba'avo shebiyomim, because on that lower level called avo shebiyomim, bechinas yoimam yitzave Hashem chazdoi, which refers to the days, the 7 days, during which Hashem commands his chesed. Chesed is the top one of those 7 levels to shine. Shehim bechinas shivi yimei ha-sukkos, which corresponds to the 7 days of Sukkot. Bohem yesh achizak tzas la-yimei ra. During those 7 days, the ra, the tumah, the sitrachra, has a little bit of a grip, a little bit of power. Shemehem achizas hashivim umois. And we know that the 70 nations, other than the Jewish nation, they draw their power from the sitrachra, from the ra. That's why during those 7 days, we bring 70 cows, 70 bulls. Shivim porim, the first day 13, then 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, which gives us a total of 70 cows, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world, showing that during the 7 days of Sukkot, they're still around. They have a presence. And we're bringing these special karbonas, and we're bringing them in descending sequence in order to bring about the downfall of these 70 nations, to push them down, 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 to be machnia them. Rak Shabbos Sukkot, Zoichin Yisrael al Yidei hu avoide shol Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. However, because this is a holiday, because this is Sukkot, the Jewish people, as a result of everything we've done throughout Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, with the help of the great tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, we're zeiche even on Sukkot to come close to Ahava and Sholom, which are the concept of the Sukkah. It's brought, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, I think, where it says, "Smoiloi tachas laroishi, v'yeminoi techapkeni." His left hand, he places his left hand under my head, and with his right hand, he embraces me. The right is always chesed, kindness. these Sifrei Kabbalah tells that that concept of being in the embrace of Hashem's right hand, that's what the sukkah is all about. When we go into sukkah, the sukkah represents this v'yiminoi techapkeni, this great chesed, this ahava, this deep, incredible love. Hashem is hugging us and bringing us into his sphere, into his place. Because we already succeeded in finding the good in this avshyonim shehem oisias haTorah, of which an example of that is the letters of the Torah shebetoy chayimei ra batzman, which is found even in the yimei ra. We learned earlier that even the yimei ra there's toiv. What's the toiv that's there? The letters of the Torah. Dahainu. This refers even to the good that's found within the 70 languages of the other nations. We mentioned that the Gemara says that in their languages there are certain words of the Torah that we get from their languages. We're showing that we're taking out the good from in there even and integrating it into our Torah. And by us coming close to this peace, this hapoyre suka shalom, at sheyesh lanu shalom godo lemaumais, to the point where we achieve a high level of peace with all the nations, meachar shezochinu limtsoi gam besoichom Torah, as a result of us being able to discover Torah even within them. We were able to identify that even there, even by the goyim, even by the sitrachra, there is some good, there's a potential for good. That's what allows us to establish some kind of a relationship with them. And this is the concept of those 70 bulls that are brought as korban oila in the Beis Hamikdash during the 7 days of Sukkot, showing that we're making a connection. We have some contact with these 70 nations. We're able to identify the good in them and attach ourselves to that. V'oz besukois oiskim al yidei harbo aminim lahamshich al yidei hanianuim heoro mehoavo shebedas l'toychava shebiyomim. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues to explain that during those 7 days of Sukkot, by our taking those four special species, the lulav, hadasim, and the arovois, and the esroi, we're involved it by shaking the lulav. And I mentioned the difference there. We shake it up and bring it back down to us, out and back in, each time towards us. We're drawing that ava shebedas into the ava shebiyomim. We're drawing from way, way up on high, bringing it down towards us. V'zeh b'chinas hiskashrus ho'arvei nachal imar b'minim. And this also explains the significance that we bind the aravos, the weeping willow branches, with it making them part of this package. Ki arvei nachal merames al poishe Yisrael. Because those branches from the weeping willow tree, they represent the worst sinners in Klal Yisrael. K'moshom Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says, because the other things, an esroig, has good smell and good taste. A lulav, a palm tree, a date palm, has good taste, is what to eat, there's the dates, but it has no smell. Dates don't smell, and the lulav doesn't smell. Then you have the hadasim, which have good smell. Some people use hadasim to make a berim and psalmim on Shabbos, on Moitzoy Shabbos. Hadasim has smell, but no taste. And then you have the arovos, which is no smell and no taste, representing the lowest level of Jews who have no Torah and no mitzvahs. Ki arvei nachal merami is al poish Yisrael, because the arovos represent the worst sinners in Klal Yisrael. K'mo shorah senzal, as the Gemara says, ki achshov onu moitzim gam hatoiv shebechol poish Yisrael. Because now, after going through this incredible tshuva process, chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, now we've reached a level where we have the ability to identify and discover the good even within the poishe Yisrael, the worst sinners. Bebechinas, As the Gemara says in one place, Im yomer lecha adam hechan alekecha, if somebody will ever ask you, where is your Hashem? You know what you should answer him? Bekrach godol shebaroimi. In the Vatican City, even there is our Hashem. Even in the worst, worst tumah, Hashem is there also. Kamashikosov Shambat Torah now, as Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes this Gemara in chapter 33 in Likutei Moharan. Ubehoshana Rabbah, and on the seventh day of Sukkos, Bigmar HaChasima, when we're finishing to seal up everything, the whole judgment that was initiated on Rosh Hashanah, Anu Oisin Avoides Gedoilois, Imhu Arvei Nachal Biatzman. We do a major act of service of Hashem, the Hoshana process, using only the Arovois. Throughout the rest of Pesach, we sort of snuck the Arovois in with the other things that had good smell and good taste and good oil. But comes Hoshana Rabbah, we put the Lulav and Esrog Hadassim aside after using them, and we take only the Hoshanas, which is made up of Arovois, and we do a whole major service. That's the climax of this whole period. The choif denoisim bakarka, what do we do with them? We beat them on the ground. We strike them hard on the ground. Lahachmia ulevatel mehem hadinim vahastorois vahalomois. In order to remove from them any judgments, any of Hashem's going into hiding, or any of any revealed recognition of Hashem. Lohoyrois, this is to show us, Shegam Boha Arve Nachal Biatzmon, Moitzin Torah Vavoida, that even within these Aravois that are being used for Hoshanas, even in them alone, we can find Torah, we can find a service of Hashem that can be done. Afiluk Shem Bifne Atzmon, even when the Aravois are by themselves, even if they became separated from the rest. Kinizgala HaTorah, because we've gotten to a level that we have the ability to discover and reveal the Torah that's found even in the Yemei Ra, even by the Rishoim. Vayidei kol ze zoichin b'shmini atzeres sheyiyeh nishlam b'shleimus nifla kol ha'tikunim eila. And by following this whole procedure from Elul through Rosh Hashanah, through this, on Shmini Atzeres, we're zeichet to complete, to perfection, incredible perfection, this whole, all of these tikkunim, she'ikar shleimus samhu, kishemeir b'shleimus ho'ava shebiyomim, which when have they achieved their perfection? When the ahava shebiyomim is shining brightly. We've spoken about this many times, even a short while ago, we touched on this, that we talk about Hashamayim imal, valoretz mitochas enoid. We talk about Hashem up there, and we talk about earth down here, and it's only when both are complete that Hashem is considered complete. The fact that Hashem is shining brightly, billions of miles away, that's not Shleimus. That's not His galus revelation of the kingdom of Hashem. The revelation of the kingdom of Hashem takes place down here in the physical world, the materialistic world, when we have free choice. And in order to achieve that, we have to have had the ability, we have to have succeeded in drawing that light from on high, bringing it all the way down here and filling up all the vessels down here, the Ava Shebiyamim, filling it to completion. Shezeo b'china shmini atzeres. That's what takes place on Shmini Atzeres. Va'oz nizvatlin hayemei ra legamri. And by perfecting the Ava Shebiyomim, the Yemei Ra disappear completely. They become toiv. V'alkein ein shum achizo lohoakum. And that's why on Shmini Atzeres, the goyim are gone. We finish with them totally. During the 7 days of Sukkos, we were busy with them, bringing those 70 bulls, corresponding to the 70 nations. Shmini Atzeres, nothing. They're not. They have no presence at all. K'moshom Rabbi Senosal, as the Gemara says, Rak Yisroel biatzmon misyachadinu mischabrim Hashem Yisporach bi'avo Yisera. It's only the Jewish people on Shmini Atzeres that become one with Hashem, with the highest level of love. Al yidei ha'heoro shemeir aleim ozo avo shebedas baron aflo. As a result of succeeding in bringing that Ava Shebedas down and having it shine upon us in the fullest sense. V'alkein, and therefore, oz daiko mamshichen gishmei brocha. That's why in Shmini Atzeres, we have the ability to say the prayers and blessings for rain, a rain of blessing. Shehem klal kol ha-hashpois. Rain symbolizes all the different types of sustenance that we receive from Hashem. Sheyunim shochem el ha-kedusha, that the rain and the blessing should come to the domain of holiness. Liyisrael hakshet, to the Jewish people, haksherim, the religious ones. Hanechozim betzadikei emes, who are attached to the true tzadikim. Sheoiskim batikunim huela, who are involved in all of these tikunim through this tshuva process from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc. Ki basukois ein hakshomim simen brocha. Because the Gemara tells us, when it rains on Sukkos, that ain't a sign of blessing. Sheloi lahamshich hashef alakum. Because on Sukkos, the other 70 nations are around. So if it's going to rain, if the flow of shef is coming on Sukkos, we get some and they get some. Sheyesh lameiz achiz adayin. On Sukkos, they're still operational. They're still around. They're part of the game. Sheyesh lameiz achiz adayin. They have a grip still. Aval b'shmini atzeres? But on the holiday of Shmini Atzeres, when Hashem says, okay, we finish with those guys, now it's just you and me alone at last, Kaviyach Hashem says. During Sukkos, the Jews were with Hashem, but these other guys were also in the picture. Those 70 bulls represented the 70 nations, which were also in the picture. But we finish with them completely when Sukkos is over. And b'shmini atzeres, she'oz lo yisarev zor b'simchosim. No outsider will be included in our joy on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Oz onu mamshichem gishmei brocha. That's when we're able to draw the rain of brocha. She'zeu b'chinas birkas geshem b'shmini atzeres. That's why we say that blessing on Shmini Atzeres. Ki oz nizbatel kol yinikosim. Because on Shmini Atzeres, the ability for these other nations to draw is closed off, is terminated completely. Because on Shmini Atzeres is when that Ahavo Shebedas is shining most brightly. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likutei Moran that when the Ahavo Shebedas is full, it has the ability to zap and to eliminate the ra of the Ahavo Shebiyomim. We said the Ahavo Shebiyomim has toiv and ra in it. How do you get rid of that ra? By turning up the heat on the Ahavo Shebedas. When the Ahavo Shebedas is on all the way, full throttle, and it's blasting its light into the Ahavo Shebiyomim, the ra runs for the hills. It leaves. V'alkein oz nimsheches hashefa. And that's why in Shmini Atzeres is especially the time that this flow of sustenance comes. Bechinas gishmei brocha, the rain of brocha, liYisrael haksherim levad, only to the Jewish people, the religious people. V'alkein mevorchen oz geshem. That's why we say the blessing for rain. Umispalim shiul levrocha v'loy leklola, and we plead for Hashem in that blessing for rain. We say those words, levrocha v'loy leklola, that it should be a blessing, not a curse. Meaning, shelo yachseru v'yisoyeru hayemei ra chas v'sholom linot mehem, so that the yemei ra shouldn't be able to rise up again and try to draw energy and strength from there. V'chol, listen to these closing words. V'chol echod, and each and every single Jew, kifi hiskarvusoy letzadikei emes, to the degree that the person is close to and attached to the true tzadikim, ukefi tikunoi b'Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur of Sukkos, and to the degree that that Jew has done what he's supposed to do throughout Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. He's doing tshuva. He's saying those prayers. He's learning a lot of Torah. He's doing everything he can during those days of awe. Kein zoiche lahamshich hashefa livrocho liyisroel aksherim. To that degree, that person is playing an important role in bringing down the sustenance from Hashem for a blessing for all the religious Jews. Bekoyach hatzadikei emes, with the help of, and with the support of, and with the power of, the true tzadikim, she'oiskim b'kol hatikunim ho'ela b'shleimus, who are involved in all the different pieces of the puzzle that we spoke about here. All of these great tikkunim, the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, are involved in accomplishing all of this to perfection. So to the degree that a Jew is zocheh to come close to those tzaddikim, and also to try to do what he's supposed to do in all the prayers and learning and everything, to that degree, he is zocheh to play an important role when it comes to Shmiat Tzeres and Masorah in helping bring down the flow of Shefa and Bracha for the Jewish people only, especially. We'll hold it over here.